Good afternoon, everybody. The smile on my face is definitely a reflection of yesterday and the way our players played. Just so proud of the effort that they gave over the course of four quarters and then in that final overtime as well. Just a lot of good things, so many things that we learned about ourselves during that game. There were obviously things that we have to work on to improve on, and the tape will show that, and we'll get a chance to go through that with our players today. But it's a lot more fun making those corrections after a win, which is good for our football team. From an injury standpoint, we came out pretty good. We didn't really sustain any major injuries, so we should have everybody participating throughout this week in practice and getting ready for this ball game. We may get Marvin Mitchell back, who was banged up a week ago. We'll see as the week goes on. Other than that, Andrew Zendejo, who's coming back from an injury, was probably the only other guy that was out that we were kind of counting on. But to come out of the game without any major injuries is a big deal.
What is the long-term psychological value of having that victory yesterday and not having to sit on a game that slipped away?
Well, it's hard to measure other than it's just a great feeling for our team from a confidence standpoint. And one of the things we emphasized, Dan, throughout this offseason was finishing and being able to execute under pressure, and our guys did that yesterday. They had moments where they could have easily folded and said, you know, this game is over, in particular after that one long pass at the end of the game, and they didn't. So, I mean, there are some things that we can draw on where our players will have confidence in the future when we're in close ball games that we can finish, you know, with a win. That's something you can build on as a team.
You looked at the tape, Leslie. Did you see some plays that Christian made yesterday that he might not have made last year?
Joe, I don't think there's one that's more evident than that two-minute situation that we had. I mean, most of you recall there were a number of moments like that a season ago where we needed just one play that could have turned the game in our favor in the fourth quarter, and we couldn't find a way to make that play. And for Christian to make the throw that he did to Devin Orochimadu, the first play to get us into the position to get it to Cal to get out of bounds, I mean, the poise that was needed and that sequence and the leadership that was needed, I mean, that's good stuff. I mean, that's what this league is made of when you have a quarterback who can take you down in the last 2 minutes of a game and put you in a position to win the game. And he did something we hadn't seen very much of recently, so it was good for us.
Giving him more of an opportunity to call some audibles at the line of scrimmage, and was that one to Kyle down the left sideline? Was that one of those opportunities?
Well, we have two-minute situations we've pretty much gone through. I mean, that situation, we actually practiced it back in Mankato and even in the offseason here. So we've kind of gone through that and talked about how we would handle that situation. So he was working off of a script, sort of say, but it's different, you know, in a game situation with the pressure on and in practice. But our 2 minutes, we have an idea of how we want to do every situation, and he knows what those situations call for.
Les, what changed with Ponder from the start of that game where fans were booing and he was struggling, and then he, I think, got the two screens to Percy and his confidence seemed to pick up? Did you guys talk to him, or what did you see change about his demeanor to go from a guy that looked like things weren't going right at all to actually playing very well?
I think that two-minute sequence right before the half was big for him and for our team. And we were able to get points on the board. We were struggling early on, getting first downs on offense. But that sequence really, you know, gave him some confidence. And, you know, we got the ball in the end zone. In the second half, he lit it up. I mean, I think he was like 17 for 20 in the second half. But we were talking to him throughout on the sidelines. Our coaches were encouraging him. And, you know, we talked about this being a four-quarter type of game. We don't expect to play many games, if any, where we're going to be blowing someone out in the fourth quarter. And we're going to have some moments where we're a little bit stagnant, and good teams find a way to work through those. Good quarterbacks find a way to work through those. And that's what he did. I mean, that's a good sign for us that he worked through some tough moments early on and finished as well as he finished.
I think Harvin caught his first ball late in the second quarter. Are there ways that you guys just have to find to get him the ball more? I mean, is that all predicated on matchups with him, or is he just so explosive when he has his hands on the ball that he just has to get the ball?
Well, we're always trying to come up with different ways to get him the football, whether it's coming out of the backfield or lining up in the backfield or being in the slot or being outside, reverses, kickoffs, whatever. You know, we're always trying to find ways to get him the ball, and we'll continue to do that and give it to him in different ways. But he's such a factor with the ball in his hands. And even if you have to do it on those smoke screens that we ran in this game, and whatever you got to do to get the ball in his hands and give him a chance to make plays, you know, we've all seen the results of it. And he turned what should have been maybe 3 or 4 yard gains yesterday into big plays for us. He's a special guy with that football in his hands.
You get the ball with 1:51 left, and I think you only held it for 33 seconds. How do you balance at that point? How do you balance, you know, staying committed to your power running identity and not being too conservative?
Well, Mark, we like to be better in that 4 minute situation. That's one of the things we'll talk about when we get together with the team today. You want to be able to run the ball when people know that you have to run. And we got to get to the point where we can do that. There are going to be more games where we're going to have to be able to take some time off the clock, and we'll have to figure out a way to get a first down. And we'll have to get to the point where we are able to throw the ball in those situations as well. But right now, for where we are, I mean, we took the approach that we thought was necessary, but we got to find a way to move the football in that situation a little bit better than we did yesterday.
Did the penalty on Jenkins screw up the whole philosophy?
It messes
on that?
Up big time. You can't have that. We want it. It would have been about 1:03, I think, is what we estimated, about 1:01, which would have been great for us with no time on the clock for them, you know, I mean, no timeouts at that point for them. And now you get them back in a backed up situation, having to drive the football 80 yards down the field. That was our goal, you know, 85. And for us to have a penalty, just discourages everything that you're trying to get done. You stop the clock. You give them a chance to conserve a timeout. It's not what you want. You know, we got to be smart in that situation. And good teams, you don't allow that to happen. And we got to be better in that situation.
How close are you to identify to reaching that level of power identity? Because I assume that's what you want. You want a power running team that can just hand off and grind the clock out. But how close are you to being at that level that you want to be? Is it a personnel thing, just adding more linemen, or what is it?
Well, not that far away. You know, some of it is, you know, getting more repetitions with the group that we have. This is the first time that this unit has played together in the game situation up front. So we've got to continue to work together so that we can get more confidence in moments like those, that we can get movement on our offensive line, and our backs can have confidence that holes are going to be there for them. But part of it will be just our playing together a little bit longer and are being able to believe and execute when those situations come up.
Did Adrian experience any swelling or soreness at all after such a big load, or is he okay?
No, I mean, he hasn't come in the training room, hasn't complained at all, so far so good.
Christian said one of the differences for him when he mentally looked at the game differently was to have a sense of urgency earlier. Is that really important? I mean, we can see what he does in those 2-minute drills, but he said he was trying to press that earlier in the game, and that might have been the difference for him.
Yeah, you know, we like to always get off to a good start. I know he would. He leads our offense, and there are going to be some times where things don't quite go the way you want early in the game, but his stick-to-itiveness throughout the game, that's one of the things that was really encouraging for me, and I think for our entire team, that he didn't get discouraged, he didn't get down on himself, and as much as he wanted to get off to a fast start, it didn't happen, but he didn't go in the tank. You know, he just continues to stay with it, and good things happen over the course of the 4 quarters.
Seemed like Khalil was rock solid. What was your assessment of him?
Yeah, he played a good game, you know, for his rookie debut. Just to come out and work as hard as he did against what we consider a pretty good front. I mean, Jeremy Mincy is a good defensive end, and so is Andre Branch. Both of those guys are going to be, they are. Jeremy in particular is a very good player. Thought he held his own in the run game, did a very good job, and pass protection as well. Just a lot of things that we can build on. There are a few errors that we want to correct. There are some things that he knows he has to get better at, but that's going to be a part of his maturing as an offensive tackle as well. But a lot of good things on that tape by him.
How did Smith look? I mean, first game, his angles, his coverage. I know he supports the run well. What did you think of his first effort?
I thought he did a good job. He had, you know, maybe one missed tackle, but his angles, he had a nice deflection there late in the game, moved around well, was in the right position, made some good plays. When I looked at the tape, he brought a smile to my face a few different times because he was where he needed to be. And that's important when you're a guy that plays in the secondary, you know, being where you're supposed to be, where other guys in the defense can trust that you're going to carry out your assignment. And he was there, he was where he needed to be, and when he had opportunity to make plays, he made plays for the most part.
17 carries for Adrian, does it make sense to sort of target at least that moving forward, or do you still kind of keep a cautious, limited approach toward his workload?
I think we still have to be somewhat cautious. Now, Adrian won't want to hear that, we still have to, you know, keep a rotation going between he and Toby. I don't think we can at this point say, you know, Adrian look forward to carrying the ball 20 to 25 times. I don't think we're at that point quite yet. But before the game, I wouldn't have said that he would have been able to carry it 17 either. So he's very unique in so many ways. But I think we'll go into it going forward knowing that he's coming off a major knee surgery, and it'll only be his second game since that surgery and full participation. So we'll be somewhat cautious.
So you mentioned you've mentioned 17. Did he come to you during the game at all? Or did you ask him during the game, say, hey, can you go some more? Did you ask him how he was doing after 10 or whatever?
Yeah, our running backs coach, James Saxon, was in constant communication with him throughout the game. We had talked about this beforehand, that conversation needed to be going on, you know, all throughout the game. You know, how are you doing? How are you coming along? Are you fatigued? Are you in soreness? So it was constant communication. And with every conversation, it was always positive. There were some moments where we did, you know, bring him out and get a little bit winded. But, I mean, he continued to want to participate, and there were no ill effects from it. He did a great job.
You guys obviously showed a lot of backbone there late, but, you know, with assessing that game, a complete body work, can you win that way consistently? It seemed like there was some ugly football times, too. I mean, obviously you pulled that late.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jeremy. I just know in our league you just have to find ways to win. Even if you don't play your best game, that's what – even the best teams I've been on, they find a way. You know, somebody will make a play, even if we didn't have a good day. There are enough players on the team that believe, and somebody will make a play as long as the game stays close. And, you know, you like to be able to get in situations where one day we can run away from people in the fourth quarter, and hopefully that day will come. But I think the way we're built right now, we're going to play a lot of close games, and we got to find a way to win those games in the fourth quarter. And fortunately for us, yesterday we found a way. I mean, people made plays on both sides of the ball, and, of course, what Blair did as well. So that may be who we are. We'll see as the season goes on.
You're kind of bracing for a wild ride that way, huh? I mean, it could be a lot of these close games. I mean, just like last year's.
It could be. Who knows? I mean, we may hit a stride and start blowing people out. That'll be awesome. I'll be a lot less tense on the sidelines, believe me. But it's so rare in our league to blow teams out. You know, you just know that you're going to be in close ball games, and you got to find a way to make some plays. And some of it's because of your doing. Now, maybe you didn't do some things you should have done early on. But sometimes it's just the fact that it's the NFL, and the other team that you're playing against, they're pretty good also. And, I mean, it's a lot of tight games. That's the way it goes.
What troubles you most about that 17-play touch or just scoring drive that Jacksonville had early on and couldn't get off the field? The
third downs. I mean, we had them in situations we want to get teams in, a lot of third and seven plus, and we didn't find a way then to make a play. And that could create problems. Now, fortunate for us, 17 plays, 3 points. I mean, you'll take that, you know, when that happens. And from an offensive standpoint, of course, you're kicking yourself that you don't get an end zone. But when we get teams in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, we got to find a way to get off the field. So we got to improve on that. That was discouraging, and that will definitely be a point of emphasis when we sit down and talk this afternoon.
When you look at the tackling, too, I mean, how much of a concern was that?
We had some missed tackles at times, but I thought overall our tackling was pretty good, especially considering, you know, where we are first game of the season. I wasn't as down about that as I was about our third down inefficiency early in the game. Got better in the second half, but the situations we had them in, you know, that we have to do better. So.
The pass rush, you got 2 sacks, both came from blitzes. Were they getting enough disruption there? I mean, the sacks, I know, aren't the most important
right number.
What did you think of that?
I thought we had some good hits on the quarterback from our friend, in particular, Brian Robson. He did a great job all day. I mean, he really couldn't handle him. And he had more one-on-ones, of course, than Jared did. And he got good pressure for us. I thought Everson Griffin got good pressure for us a few times. So although we didn't get the sacks, I thought we had some good hits on the quarterback. But there were other times where I thought we needed to get more pressure, and we didn't. We were a little bit inconsistent. So, but overall, I thought we got some knockdowns, some hits on the quarterback that really rattled him at times. And if we can do that, sometimes that can be as effective as a sack.
Seemed like a lot of
time for two more.
Seemed like a lot of Adrian's big runs were to the middle or right side. How effective can that grouping be with, you know, Lil Holt, Fusco, and Sullivan?
We think it can be an effective group, you know, in totality, not just at the right side. But in some of what we do, you know, you're trying to figure out what's the best thing for Adrian, and where is he going to have the most success. And I'm sure people will look at tape and try to figure that out as well as they try to get a handle on how we're using him. But some of it has to do with what runs we think are better for him at this point, as opposed to running behind a particular lineman. So.
Listen, how impressed with you? Antoine said yesterday that football relaxes him, especially with everything he and his family are going through right now. Mm. How impressed with you that he stayed and actually was with you guys for this week, and that how he said this team was nothing but love for him this one last week and helped him?
Well, I tell you, Don, I have so much respect for Antoine. To experience the loss that he experienced this week and to come to work, to work as hard as he did, and then to play in the ball game and play as well as he did, I don't know if I could have done it. I don't know many people that could have done it. It's just a very courageous young man, a very strong young man. And his teammates, you know, they were very supportive. They were pulling for him. A lot of guys were encouraging him throughout the game and throughout the week as well. But I have tremendous respect for him. My heart goes out to he and his family. I know how difficult this is for them. And, you know, we're going to try to be there to support him and his family. Our entire organization will.
You look at how disruptive Robinson was yesterday. Is he really set for a breakout year here, second year starting?
Robinson.
Brian Robinson.
Oh, Brian, yeah. Not Josh. Brian, he got off to a great start yesterday. I think he is in position to hopefully have a breakout season. Be great for our team if that happens. But the way he played yesterday, he's well on his way. Now, can you put it together week in and week out? Because he got off to a great start a year ago. We love to see him consistently bring pressure like he did yesterday, and that, you know, allows us to blitz less and even help our secondary a little bit more. But he's off to a great start. He's had a great camp, great off season, didn't miss anything, and it's great to see yesterday, and love to see him do it again against the team we're playing this coming Sunday. So, all right, thank you, guys.